Welcome back to Send Off, an audio devotional to send you off encouraged and challenged by God's Word. On today's episode of Send Off, we look at the idea that we are led to lead. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, we read, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." A popular question is, what is God's will for my life? How do I know that I'm being led by the Spirit of God? Here we're told that if you're a son of God, if you've been born again of God's Spirit, then God's Spirit is already and it desires to lead you. But we're left with the question of, how does God's Spirit lead us? And we're given insight in John chapter 10, verse 11, when Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep." As Jesus, the good shepherd, desires to lead us by his Spirit, we're given the picture there as a shepherd leading sheep. The important concept to note about that is that a shepherd is always in front of his sheep. The sheep are led by the shepherd as they keep their eyes on the shepherd who's in front of them. This is way different than how cows are led. See, because cows aren't really led, they're driven. And if you're around Lompoc, then you'll see cows all around us. And to get cows from point A to point B, the cow hand or the ranch hand or whatever you call them, they go behind the cows and they drive the cows forward. And many times I felt like that's what God did in my life, that he's driving me from behind, that he's pushing me and he's nagging me and he's pushing me forward in that way, driving me. But that picture isn't very gentle or kind at all. And it's not the picture that Scripture gives. The Spirit of God isn't behind us, driving us. He's in front of us, leading us as a great shepherd, as a good shepherd. So often as we're driven from behind, it's confusing, it's difficult, and really you don't know what's happening. But God's not the author of confusion. He doesn't drive us from behind, but he leads us from the front. And we can focus in on the shepherd as he leads by the lens of Scripture. As we look through the lens of Scripture, then we can focus in onto our shepherd and be led by the Spirit. And as we're led by the Spirit, we can then lead others to Jesus. You see, many people have a desire to lead their brothers, their sisters, their friends, their family members, the people around them to Jesus. But the difficulty is that they're not being led by Jesus himself. In order to lead someone to Jesus, we first have to personally be led by him. And as we're led by him, naturally, we'll lead others. So we're led to lead, and we lead with drive, with passion, but we're not driven. So the encouragement today, fix your eyes, focus in on the Spirit of God by looking through the lens of Scripture. And as you focus in on Jesus, be intentional of leading others to him.